Yeah, good week.
Yeah, good week. Yeah, really good week. I serviced a bike.
Oh, I say.
I found a manual.
How did the bike feel about that?
Yeah, it was well and truly serviced. It was well serviced. Thank you so much for servicing me.
Sound like you're in a sort of confessions of a bike fixer.
When I first met Bono, he walked into the Oval Office and I thought he was a member of his own road crew.
Ooh.
It's really good, though, to do it, because I found this old manual and just saw the instructions how to service a bike. So for the first time in my life, I followed the instructions.
Where do you start?
You start with the wheels and then the chain and the gears and everything, the brakes.
So sort of work up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit like foreplay, really. Yeah, you know. Well, it is, isn't it? You know, you don't go straight. You don't go straight to the gears.
No,
no, no.
Oh, so the gears are.
Yeah, the gears.
That.
The gears are that. That's G.
So what's
gears.
The seat? What's the seat then?
The seat. Oh, you don't touch the seat.
No.
Never touch the seat. Never mess with the seat. Don't go to the seat. Why would you? The seat's fine. Leave
off
the
limits.
Seat.
No, it's off limits. Limits.
Don't touch
you can,
it.
Raise the height sometimes.
Yeah, but don't try oiling it.
No, no oil near the
never
seat.
Never oil the seat.
Never oil the seat.
We walked side by side for hours that first day. And the thing was, I wasn't looking to see if you were giving body language or playing with your hair or any of that. You know, you're just looking at the surroundings and the scenery.
Yeah.
And then the conversation just happens organically then.
Like I'm on a donkey, a wonky one. It's a wonky donkey, so we're gonna get done.
BBC News.
In an hour from now, we've a portrait of Tibet through the voices of British people who worked there before the Chinese arrived in the 1950s. Tibet Remembered is this morning at 11. But now on Radio 4, it's Woman's Hour with Jane Garvey.
Good morning. Welcome to another week on Woman's Hour, a busy one as well. And you can contact the programme, of course, whenever you like. It's at BBC Woman's Hour, or you can email us via the website. Who comes first then, parent or child? In a moment, we'll talk to the relationship expert, Andrew G. Marshall, who's written a book about child-proofing your marriage. In a world full of breasts, where are all the penises?
I like making things with wood. I just made a treehouse, for instance. For the children. Not that they show that much interest in it.
What about you? You had a good one?
Yeah, good, good. Did you see this story about the ex-deputy mayor of London?
No.
He was caught taking photos of himself in the mirror.
Oh,
with
no.
His bits out.
Oh, no, but the...
But the new Facebook app on the Apple, it... Sometimes if you don't do the settings right, it uploads every photo you take straight to Facebook.
Oh, no.
So these photos got put straight on Facebook.
What is it with taking photographs and being a politician? You shouldn't, you know, did you learn nothing from Mr. Wiener in America?
Well, you Mr. Wiener was certainly in the photo.
Well, that's certainly it. Well, they've got to stop taking pictures.
I don't even want to see it.
Take a picture of your manifesto.
That's a lovely name.
Yeah. It. Oh, I see you get manifesto out. Yeah, just the way I was feeling at the time.
He's not got a very big manifesto,
no,
that one.
No, he's not.
Huge manifesto, that one, though.
I'll tell you what, he's got a manifesto and a couple of portfolios.
Goodness gracious me.
That's what he needs.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
What's different?
Everything.
Well, you're just going to have to get used to it.
No, I don't want it!
Some pictures that we're getting in from China. This is from Southeast China, a place called Fujian, and it's a medical procedure, an extraordinary image there of a nose being grown on a man's forehead.
That it's fundamentally wrong if the country isn't presented with a proper choice in a democracy.
Anyway, I want to talk today about comfortable seating and sofas and TV, you know, the TV studios and news studios. And I think we should do something about, because it seems like if you want to get a sofa on the telly, it has to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Think of the BBC television breakfast news one. It's not a full, it's kind of
it's
half.
Sort of a, it's a half mid, moon sort of thing.
Yeah, but
it
it's actually comes up halfway up the back. So they have to have.
Oh, they can't lean back, can they?
Well, they can, but Susanna Reid does the stretch back and lean. So when she's doing a formidable interview with somebody in the studio, she kind of leans back and kind of goes, you know what? I'm Susanna Reid. I'm Bill Turnbull. But and it's the same. I had a check at GMTV's sofa, and it's the same. And if you remember, or Daybreak, or whatever they call it now,
yeah,
same thing, different people.
Ooh.
That was the first thing to go when the revamp of Daybreak was the couches.
Go ahead, make my day.
Yeah.
The couch get it fired before.
It is important to get the couch right, because yeah, actually, there isn't a sofa on TV that that's, I would like to sit
no,
on, that I would like in my front room.
Because even the that one they've got, when they have to, for instance, when on Breakfast News, they have to, if they want to do an interview with somebody on the telly, they have to turn sideways because they've put the telly behind
and
them.
And talk to the telly, yeah.
They never have the telly so just off the left. They've got to turn round. So you've got that
and
whole thing.
And then they do that thing with their arm where they lean on the sofa.
Yeah.
That's the only position that's comfortable.
It's almost like cab driving. You know when a cab driver's talking to you like that? They're doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But there must be a company that does TV sofas that are uncomfortable to sit on.
Hello, TV Sofas R Us.
I'd like to place an order, please, for a TV sofa.
Okay, what kind of programme are you working on?
It's a news current affairs programme, but it will have lighter items.
So are we talking more BBC Breakfast or more Daybreak?
More Daybreak, thank you.
Okay, what colour would you like that in? Bright colours?
No, can we subdue colours? Because some of the interviews will be fairly serious.
Okay, and you're going from what kind of topics?
Well, we can go from Syria to Conquer Championships. It's that kind of vibe I'm looking for.
So you're going to need a kind of whimsical, newsy vibe, yes?
That's right. Now, there will be times when there'll be more than two people on the sofa at any given time.
So you'll need a sturdy sofa, yes?
That's right. We could have The Wanted on. As a guess, or maybe just one Robbie Williams, and you know how much that can tax a sofa.
Okay, you're going to need a big sofa then.
I'm going to need a big sofa.
How many presenters have you got?
I've got two, and they're fairly loose in the way they are on the telly, so they lean back quite a bit, so they'll have to take a bit of support, especially during some of the tougher interviews.
Are you going to need a high back sofa or a low back sofa?
Can we have a low back sofa?
Okay, and what shape would you like that?
Oh, let's go for a...
We're actually doing an offer on half moon sofas at the moment.
Half moon sofa? I like the sound of that.
If you get one half moon sofa, you get the other half of the moon for free.
I'll take it.
Then I had Chelsea torture me about all this AIDS stuff. And you know what? We got to work on it. And, you know, the foundation did incredible work. And,
But you are right, though, because even on chat shows...
Well, Graham Norton's got a comfortable chair. He gets
but he makes everyone
else uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When Parky used to do his they both got the same chair. Parky had the same chairs as his guest. No sofa with Parky.
Well, Parky was very sort of equal. He was sort of like the communist of the chat era.
Wow. Parky
is a communist. Everyone was equal.
Don't think he'll like that. But when you see the machinations that go on now telling us the news, I've noticed with TV news, the 6 o'clock news, or even the lunchtime news, they do the news sitting down and then they go across to stand up. So they've done the news, and then they come back to them and they're standing up next to, they go, well, and it's like...
And there's a screen behind them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is.
Well, that probably is something to do with European working directives.
They've got,
because you're not meant to sit at your desk too long.
Too
you?
Long? You reckon? Ah, that's the BBC wouldn't be.
I think you've read the novel with quite the attention it deserves.
BBC News. From beachcombing in the South Pacific to looking for love in Shanghai, we'll have more dispatches from our own correspondent at 11 o'clock here on Radio 4. But first, it's time for Woman's Hour with Jenny Murray.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's almost like he's gone, Snow is a renegade. Yeah. He rides a bike, for goodness sake. Yeah, well, exactly. Know. But and he wears those ties. Yeah. But that's that just kind of thing of, you know, I don't need the big table. I'm really kind of authoritative without a big table. And then if you think of Channel 5's small desk. Small desk as well. It's sort of like, you know, when you're at school and you've got a group of friends and there's the one friend that's sort of there, but not really your friend. Channel 5's like that person in that group as well. I think when all the news people get together, they go and they bring Channel 5 in just and just buy them a drink. You know, Hugh Edwards is there, you know, bigging it up, getting the cocktails. Jon Snow comes in, yay, Snowy, have a cocktail. And then the channel, oh, come on then, what were you having? Are you having the Pimm's?
Will work, and right now we got affordable AIDS drugs for everybody all over the world. So these talking chops sometimes do come good.
a soft drink. Yeah, get your soft drink. Yeah, because you're not big enough to be here. Yeah. Less than Channel 5. Yeah, poor old Channel 5. So what's your big idea? I had an idea for a feature. Well, you know my thing about features. We don't have enough features. You know, radios now is bereft, especially local radio, bereft of features. So we need to build in a feature. We need to build in a feature. Well, I had an feature. Idea for one. Right. Ronnie's big idea. Yeah. So you just have to come up with an idea that would enhance British society, British culture, you know, and something that you could put into the world that would make people's lives better. I have the very idea, my friend. Go on. Thank you for coming to Big Ideas. Well, when you go into an electrical place selling televisions, and they're on there, and you know, you get the guy coming up going, are you looking for anything in particular? Yeah, right. The sales, the warranty guy. You've got all those people around, you know, and maybe sometimes you get bothered by the same person. Yeah. What about when you're looking at a TV screen, a salesman's on the screen? So that. Wow. See, so you go up, you're looking at a television, and he just appears going, do you like this one, sir? So you walk in. You walk there's in. There's no salesman in the shop. And you then you have a look at the TV. And then all the TVs are off. You look at it, and then someone turns it on, and there's a guy on the screen. There's a salesman. Now, this salesman could be anywhere.
Walking Boris Johnson lookalike. Rivar City full of hippies and academics.
And I just chucked him in because I'm breaking the rules like a tool, like an ID card, like an Oyster card, like a credit card. Because every kind of card makes your life go hard. Come in unstuck like a block of lard.
Backing him up.
It could be like a central hub and he just talks directly to you, the customer. So that you get that. Oh,
Were you looking for a 42-inch, sir? Well, this is perfect. This is the one for you. Just come up closer, sir. Just feel the button control there. Have you tried the remote control? Fantastic.
Just to play devil's advocate, wouldn't you lose the face-to-face interaction?
You don't want face-to-face. I'm a customer. I don't want that horrible feeling.
But you know, the whole trust thing, because you read people when you go and buy stuff, don't you? You go in and you go, I'm not sure I trust him. I think he's trying to sell me a dud here.
But that, I'm getting round that already. Who do we trust the most? When we see people on the telly, we do trust them. Would we trust?
Put them behind a big desk.
Yeah, put them behind, again. News at 10 desk. And he goes, this is the television for you. News just in. You can afford this.
Or even, imagine this, right? The people on the telly sell you the telly. So your idea of a salesman pops up.
Yes.
But it's not just a salesman. It's Hugh Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
And he pops up and goes, news just in, you want this telly.
Somebody, you know, like Neil Diamond. Do I go for the... Do I need 42-inch? Do I need it?
Hi there.
Oh, Neil Diamond.
I'm Neil Diamond, and I'm here to tell you, you want this television.
I'm not sure, Neil, to be honest. I've got everything you've ever done, but I don't think this television is quite right for me.
It is right for you, I'm telling you now.
Has it got everything I need? I mean, I want to be able to even transfer, you know, from my laptop some of the images up to this. Can it do that?
Oh, it's got all that. It's got the 42-inch plasma. It's got the digital surround sound. Just listen to this. Sweet Caroline, that is good Dolby.
I've got to agree, that is really good.
Listen to the sound quality.
Is it a good bass?
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, though.
I'll sing one more song, and you will buy this TV. On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America.
I love it.
Would you like the extended warranty?
Yes, please. The other story that kind of bothered me, because I'm getting to that age now.
Yeah.
Of the run out of graves. They don't have enough land for graves anymore. And
this comes about. It comes about quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, remember we were doing three counties. Remember that story used to. Yeah. Was it Hertfordshire that they were running?
Yeah, they were running out of grave spots.
But this comes back to exactly the same thing as I said then. We shouldn't be burying people horizontally. We should be burying people vertically. Right? That's what I'm saying. You know, that's the spaces. You could put in a normal grave site. You could put in about six vertically. And if you went deep down, you could do it. So why are we not doing it? I know it's laying to rest, but...
I think you put £25, this is going some years back, on my being Prime Minister of the year 2000, and because the odds that he was offered were rather long, he now stands to make a sort of small fortune if I become Prime Minister. Every time I meet him in the street now, he sort of looks at me imploringly and says, how's it going?
How are we doing?
Yeah, how are we doing? And I sort of feel that, you know, I bear the entire responsibility for this man's future and his family upon my shoulders, so...
We went to Thorpe Park recently.
Right.
And the queuing systems they've got there, they could just lift it, but do it underground.
Yes.
Because you think about the snaking of queues, just do that.
But isn't there a ride, one of those rides, where you're put into like a coffin and it kind of puts you around in a...
Oh, yeah, there is one like that.
So you could do it like that. What they really need, though...
Make death a bit more fun.
Hey, listen, trust me, you know, the other side's much more fun.
Mm.
I reckon it will be anyway.
It's fun and it's easy to play. All you have to do is go to any Twin City Fuddruckers and get your green Fudd Bucks collected.
David Miliband's a far better looking man.
Yeah. Yeah, much rather him. You know, the thing I thought about was, wouldn't it be great if... politicians, you know how during the World Cup, I think it was 2000, they started to put ABBA lyrics into the press conferences, didn't they? Do you remember Shearer was trying to say, but I'd love it if political leaders just put in lyrics from songs.
Oh, yes.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number, so call me maybe. A five.
Oh, my word.
Good morning.
So, are we going to make this one the last one in the series?
Yeah, that's. I think we've bored enough people by now.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, there's only a certain amount of boredom people can take before they start to get suicidal.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we don't want to cause that kind of reaction to it. No. Yeah, we'll do it and then we'll see. Because it is, the great thing, if you remember, the reason we called it the limited edition was... It was
the limited amount of numbers, yeah.
Amount of times we do it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, let's make sure we get the start right on this
For the last time for this series of limited edition. You're listening to the limited edition episode 6.